Hello, my friends. Today is a slightly different episode of The Ginny Show. Today is November 6th, and here's what happened on this day over the years. In 1860, Americans elected Abraham Lincoln as their president. Ethan Hawke and Emma Stone were born. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire premiered in London in 2005. It's National Nachos Day, National Stress Awareness Day, and National Saxophone Day. November 6th. It's been around since the 1600s. But today, it's not just any day in history. We're also waking up to the news of a new president here in the US. But most importantly, it's my 39th birthday. In this special solo episode of The Ginny Show, I'm sharing 39 lessons from 39 years. Lessons that remind me to put myself first, to focus on what matters, and to live life with love, compassion, and a little humour. So here are the lessons, starting with number one. Your top priority needs to be you. It isn't selfish, it's necessary. Take care of your body, your mind, and your energy as if your life depends on it. Lesson number two. The world treats you exactly as you treat yourself. What you don't give yourself, you want, expect, and demand from others. Number three, the quickest way to get to know someone is to look at how they spend their two most precious resources, their time and their money. The fourth, you know you can trust someone when they consistently match their actions to their words. The fifth, love will find you when you find love within yourself. Number six, it's not about emotional management, it's about managing your reactions to your emotions. The seventh, excuses make today easy, but they make tomorrow hard. Number eight, discipline makes today hard, but it makes tomorrow easy. Number nine, how do I find the time to do it all? I don't. I prioritize the time for the most important things and what matters most. Number 10, focus, consistency, and discipline are the key to winning at anything. Number 11, Nike is correct. Winning isn't for everybody. Number 12, the past, the future, the outcome, and what others think of me are outside of my control. Number 13, I can only control my words, my thoughts, my response, and how I treat others. 14, luxury isn't a lavish lifestyle loaded with material possession. It's slow mornings, freedom, presence, people you love, and who you love back. Number 15, can women multitask? Yes, they can. Should women, or anyone for that matter, multitask? No. In order to be the most productive, focusing on one task at a time is key. Number 16, being different isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. And when you're brave enough to choose yourself, even when others don't, you win. Number 17, never hire a business coach who has never built a business. Number 18, the more you are thankful, the more you have to be thankful for. 19. It takes one brave person to alter, change, or break generational patterns. Number 20. Cherish the people who love you exactly as you are and allow you to feel safe enough to be yourself. 21. I'm strangely comfortable with being a childless cat lady. 22. It's the people who have the least that often give the most. 23. Thoughtfulness is a trait that can often be overlooked or underrated. 24. Everyone wants and needs these two things, to be seen and to be heard. 25. Work hard, work smart, but rest hard and rest smart. 26. If you own a company, it can only be as good as the people you have working in it. 27. Resourcefulness is the most important skill to hire in any role. 28. Always fill your five buckets. Your knowledge, your skill, your network, your resources, and your reputation. 29. Being wildly generous with others comes naturally. Being wildly generous with myself, it's a continual work in progress. 30. Working on yourself through your trauma, your emotions, your responses, and your relationship isn't sexy. It's not Instagrammable. The rewards are internal, slow, and exponential. 31. Comparison is the thief of joy. Internal reflection and internal competition leads to improvement. 32. Taking the first step, no matter how small or messy, is better than taking no step at all. 1 hour at the gym is better than no days at the gym. 1 therapy appointment is better than no therapy. At 0, you're not achieving anything. At 1, you're onto something real. 33. Not every relationship is supposed to be amazing, fairy tale-like, and long-lasting. Relationships are the greatest teachers about how we love ourselves and the kind of love we've been taught to accept. 34. There's no timeline to grief. It arrives, it stays, and it leaves in its own time. 35. Showing up is a standard you set for yourself. It's the very framework of how you live your life. They are your own personal rules of how you treat you and how you want to be treated. 36. If someone not choosing you forced you to finally choose yourself, you win. 37. The Indiana Pacers beat injured teams to progress in the NBA Finals. 38. New York has shown me everything, including the parts of myself I hadn't yet met. And 39. Excellence is a journey. It's a testament to commitment, consistency, and resilience. The real reward is discovering who you are, letting go of who you were, and embracing everything you dreamed you could be.